Hey, you see that?
My dick's asleep.
That is exactly what the beavers would want.
And we're back with Beaver Rodeo. It's me, George, and...
Oh, me, Jen. Sorry, I missed my cue. I'm here. I'm here, guys.
Immediately dazed off.
Sorry, I'm here. I'm here. I'm with it. I'm on point. I'm here.
You just looked at me too like, what? Hey, what do you want? Oh, shit, we record it? That's what the red light means?
Yeah. I'm here. Present.
That was good.
I'm never going to stick that landing, by the way. Every time you intro us, I'm probably always going to fuck that up. Just get used to it, guys.
And I tried to make it simple, too. I didn't do anything like goofy or funny. I was like, I'm just going to introduce the show.
Yeah. I'm awkward.
In any case.
Moving on.
Speaking of awkwardness, there's usually an awkward thing that we all go through growing up. A little thing called puberty. And then you have that moment, that talk and that discussion with maybe your parents or some other adult figure about the birds and the bees. Yep, today we're talking about sex.
Sex talk. Talking sex. Sex talk.
You just had a look in your face again. Sex?
What's that?
Now, I don't know what brought this up in our conversations and why it became a topic for today.
Yeah, I don't know.
Probably some movie or show. I know recently there was a show we had seen, which I think was actually called
Sex Education. Yeah.
That's on Netflix.
It's a really good show.
Yeah, it's had 2 seasons now or whatever. Mm-hmm. For me, that show is kind of relative in the sense of like that kid has a mom who... Mm-hmm. She doesn't teach sex ed, but she's a sex therapist.
Yeah.
And so is his dad. His dad's also a sex therapist. Different methods.
Dad is also a sex fiend.
Yes, sex addict. And he's not good at his job, while the mom is an expert. She actually fully understands her craft.
Therapist.
But because of that, the kid knows a lot about all this stuff. And for me watching that show, it's like, wow, my parents are not sex therapists. Let's make that fucking clear right now. All right. But I grew up in a very open family. Mm-hmm. You know, being Puerto Rican, first of all, especially if you're from the island, most people will understand this. Like, there's not much of a shame factor growing up with your family. Like, for example, if there was ever videos seen of, like, my dad with his aunts and uncles and all them back at NPR, you'd see them all walking around either buck naked or in their skivvies. You know, just like underwears and bras. If that.
Isn't it like hot as fuck down NPR?
It gets pretty humid, yeah. But it's just an island. So you still get nice days, though. Like, when we went to the Bahamas, like, it gets like that.
That's true.
You know, it's just beautiful.
Cool nights, yeah.
Yeah. But that still stayed, that mentality stayed when they came over to full-on America. Yeah. You know? Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And like, that's like that for most of our families. It's like, we just don't care. Because we don't, for us, we're not seeing like our parents or aunts, uncles, and cousins, sisters, and brothers as like a sexual person. Yeah. You know what I mean? They're just family.
Right.
So the genitals mean nothing to us. They're just another part of your body.
It's just like that's your cultural way of living,
exactly.
Basically. Like, this is what you guys are used to. Complete opposite in my house. Like,
oh, I bet.
My family completely, we're a very non-affectionate Asian household. Like, we don't, the way my dad, like, this is how it was growing up. First of all, we're always fully clothed, head to toe. Like, well, never socks, but it, at least not for me. But every day, my dad works a night shift. And every day, you know, I'd lock the door after him. So, like, the most affection that my dad and I would show each other is, like, you know, like, when you kiss a family member, like a kiss on the cheek or whatever. Like,
yeah.
It's normally.
We kind of kiss each other on the lips, too.
Yeah.
Honestly, that's not even an issue with us.
Yeah. It's normal. It's actual kissing with your lips, because that's how you kiss, right? So my dad had taught me that we smell each other. It's just like a it's literally like a quick like whiff to the cheek, like
not creepier than just kissing. Not
yeah, I know, right? Just getting a whiff of beard hair in my face, but
yeah. Is this where the phrase "smell you later" came from? Did you guys actually create this phrase?
Yes, absolutely. Okay. A lot of people owe me royalties for that, but I digress. That's a whole nother topic. But yeah, that's completely like how non-affectionate, like out of the loop. Not like out of the loop is the right term, but like, I don't know, we just didn't broach the subject.
It's not the norm for Asian culture either to really hug, kiss, and all that kind of stuff.
Exactly.
You didn't say I love you, really.
No. Never. No. I don't. That word is never said in the household. It's always like, but like, we never say it to each other. Like, I've been told, like, scolded, like, you have to love your sister, like, love your family, like a familial love, obviously, but it's like, it's like being shoved down my throat. Love your sister. You know what I mean? Even though we
just never say it.
Yeah. Yeah. Just don't be weird about it. But yeah, completely opposite to your family. Cause especially when I first met you and we were going up, you live downstairs from your parents in like one of those multi apartment homes.
Yeah.
And, so they lived upstairs from you and we were going up for, I don't know, probably to watch a movie or have dinner with your parents or, it was completely impromptu because whatever it was, you had me wait outside, like in the stairwell and you're like, hold on, I gotta get them to put clothes on. I gotta see if they're decent. And so you went inside for like, whoever knows how long. And I'm just there like, okay, this is weird. And then after a while, you're like, all right, they're decent.
Because lo and behold, like, my dad was naked.
Yeah, which just comprised of just, like, throwing a blanket over
it. Yeah, yeah. Like, my mom put clothes on. Like, she's like, oh, she's here? All right, let me get some stuff. And my dad's like, all right. And blanket. He sat there. I'm like, are you going to change anything about yourself right now? And he's just like, there's a blanket on the couch, hand over blanket onto his lap. Okay, I'm good.
Yeah. That's never an issue in my house.
At all.
Ever.
Ever, like parents. I've never had to worry about that.
No. Although my mom did have, like, a really weird habit of, like, pissing with the door open.
Oh, that's, again, but, same thing with us. Yeah.
Only, like, obviously, like, if we have guests in the house, she'd always close the door. Like, that was never an issue. We'd never be afraid of, like, shit, is my friend going to just see my mom peeing all of a sudden? Like,
yeah.
That was never a problem. But, yeah, that was just, like, the only thing. But pretty much once you're born, you were born naked and that's it. You're clothed for the rest of your life.
But yeah, I think that pretty much sets the tone of how different our households were.
Yeah.
And for me growing up, like, I learned about sex, drugs, and rock and roll, as they'd say, practically when I was able to talk. So like 3-4 years old, and like I'm showing like I have full comprehension of what I'm saying, what you're saying, everything. My mom sat me down and she's like, all right. Check it out. This is what it is.
First word was like penis.
Yeah. Well, my first word probably was a swear word. I think it was like bitch or dick or something like that. Like, it was not a good word. It was not.
Like, how does that sound? Because you don't really have like teeth, right? A lot of teeth, right? So you have like, bitch.
Well done. But so yeah. So she sat me down, told me everything. I think I may have even seen The Miracle of Life at like 4 years old, because my mom like had the tape or whatever.
She must have hated you.
No, I was thinking like I was watching horror films as a kid, and I was
like, that's like the horror film.
But when you grow up with that kind of stuff, no, it just feels like a movie.
No, you know other I mean? Movie will ever be as scary as The Miracle of Fucking Life.
Maybe to others, for me, it's just like, all right, that's happening. That's. Okay. That's something, like, I was desensitized so young.
Yeah, yeah.
That a lot of those things had no effect on me, you know? And they also taught me, like, what was real and what was fake,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
So, like, I knew when watching a movie, it's like, well, that's not real.
Mm-hmm.
I have nothing to fear, you know? At the same time, like, if I saw sex in a movie, it's like, well, that's not real. You know, that's not how it's really done. It's not how it really happens. And that's what helped with them talking about it at such a young age. I was able to differentiate all that kind of stuff.
Mm.
Even, like, I saw porn at a super young age.
I did too by accident.
Oh, it wasn't an accident. I think my parents' mentality may have been was a few things. One, we've already talked to him, so he understands. When I was like 3 or 4 years old, my dad was fucking showing me Playboy magazine, reading me the fucking stories in there or whatever. You know, so I was seeing like little Annie Fanny comics and all that kind of shit in centerfolds.
Annie Fanny comics?
You never heard of that?
No.
Annie Fanny was a little comic in Playboy. Frank Frazetta actually drew a lot of the Annie Fanny stuff.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Him and a few others, can't remember some of the other artists, but he was definitely one of the primary artists that did it.
Okay.
And yeah, things that stand out, then the political comic books and stuff like that. But he would read a lot of the stuff to me. That was probably the only thing my dad ever read to me. My dad never read to me fucking like The Cat in the Hat or Little Red Riding Hood kind of stuff. No, my mom took care of that shit. My dad's like, read this shit. Because that's the books that he read. Like, I remember my dad actually had a whole collection of Playboys on like their mantle of like the bed, like the backboard of the bed. Mm-hmm. So my parents had a waterbed growing up, and the backboard of it was this nice like big mirror and like shelving and everything. And on the shelves, he had a bunch of Playboy magazines. This is the 80s and the 90s. Yeah, all right. Yeah. So that was his reading material.
Okay.
In any case, they showed me that, and I remember seeing, like, probably saw my early, or porn early, probably 4 or 5 years old, and it was because of, like, it wasn't hardcore porn. First, hardcore porn wasn't really like where it is today back then.
Right, you know what I mean? Right.
In the 80s, there was still Bush, first of all, and things had stories, you know? Like, I remember there's two that stick out to me vividly.
Okay.
One was Mother Goose's Fairy Tales, so it was a cartoon. And because it was a cartoon, it's like, oh, well, remember, I picked it out. Now I remember correctly. Because we went to the video store to pick up some movies. Uh-huh. And my dad wanted a naughty one. Uh-huh. So my mom went in there and I saw that. And I was like, ooh, let's watch this. Wait, I want this one.
Aren't those areas usually like cordoned off?
Also
like
the parent, though.
Still! Okay.
It's a video store. I didn't say it was Blockbuster.
Okay.
It's
okay.
a video store.
It was one of those.
Yeah. Okay. Right. It's freaking, it's Juan's Rentals, you know? So we're back there, and she's like, all right, that's what he wants. She's like, whatever, it's because it's a cartoon. Mm-hmm. And it had a medley of stories where, like, Jack and the Beanstalk, and Jack ends up going inside of the giant's wife and, like, inside her cooch and playing with her little dongle inside of there and getting her off.
Dongle?
That's how they drew it. They drew it like a dongle inside. It was weird. As if, like, there was this weird ugula clit inside of her cooch.
I don't know. Which, I'm picturing, like, a punching bag.
That's what it was like. Because he was kind of, like, knocking on it and sucking on it and stuff. Which, as a kid, and you learned about this stuff, it's like, wait, my mom didn't describe that part to me. And you never learn about that part in school. It's like, what the hell is that? In any case, he's in there going to town, and she's having a grand old time. Then all of a sudden, Mr. Giant comes home. Mm-hmm. And he sees his wife getting off. He's like, all right. He gets naked and he starts doing her. Jack is still inside.
So he's got him speared with the
penis. Speared and he gets splooshed all over.
Amazing.
Yeah. This is a funny cartoon.
Hilarious.
Yeah. There's one with like the seven dwarves and they all just go to town on Snow White.
Gangbang.
Yeah. Typical stuff. Yeah. You know. But there's a live action thing we also saw, which was Cinderella.
Okay.
Coincidentally, also very fairy tale like.
Mm-hmm. And that was the theme of the night.
Cinderella. I think we did watch them both back to back. That one was special because it didn't have the glass slipper. Mm-hmm. Instead, she had the snapping cooch.
Snapping cooch?
So whenever she'd have sex, she only had sex with the prince, obviously. Uh-huh. So they had sex on their first night at the ball and everything. And it had like this snapping sound when they were fucking. And apparently the snapping sound was so special, it made him excited, and she had a great time. But then after that, he's like, well, now I gotta find this girl. So the only way he can find her
is to fuck every bitch.
Fucking every girl in the town. Oh. He's like, no, it's not the one. But it's like, you went full fuck. Like, it's like, two pumps, you'll figure it out. Like, no. He's fully fucking, like, every lady.
Well, at least not wanting her. Right?
Yeah.
Opportunity strikes, you fuck it.
Yeah. But that was like one of the funniest things.
Oh my God.
I saw the snaps. Like, I must find the one with the snapping pussy.
Is that what you was like? Yes. Oh my God.
And of course, like, no. Because he's a story based, like, it's not the best acting.
It never is.
Yeah. Like, it's better acting than what we're getting today.
Is it?
Yeah, because today, like, they don't give a fuck.
Oh, no, today's terrible.
Yeah, they're just like, oh, here's your house. I can sell it to you. Blah, 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 sex. You know? Yeah. It's not even pizza anymore. It's just like, I'll clean your stove, sex. But, yeah, that's what I grew up with.
Interesting.
That was, I did not learn about this stuff in high school. Before I got to high school, I already knew about this shit. If anything, high school, I taught some shit because of how much I already learned.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. Complete opposite of you. Well, not in the sense that, like, my parents... Well, let me just explain. So, I also learned at a very young age. But the problem is, I don't know how I learned. I think I kind of just figured it out on my own because I was smart enough to do so. Like, I was always one of those kids that were, like, I guess... kind of cynical in a way, because it's like I didn't believe in Santa Claus or like the tooth fairy or
any of the fairies,
any of that shit, like that, you know, that a lot of kids grow up to believing. If anything, I was kind of like the brief moment that I was in believing in Santa Claus, I was afraid of him because I was like, you mean to tell me this motherfucker's gonna break into my house? He's been watching me year round when you're the one that's been teaching me stranger fucking danger. I don't know this man. but anyways, I think I figured it all out on my own because my parents definitely did not talk. Our approach to anything is just to not talk about it.
I mean, your mom didn't even teach you how to cook.
No.
You asked her how to cook. She said, you do it.
Yeah, you do it.
I imagine that's how a sex talk would do.
Yeah.
How do you sex, mom? You do it.
You just do it. Yeah. You use between 2 or 10 potatoes and it's great. And then you get mashed potatoes out of your coop.
Okay. Sounds like a yeast infection, but okay.
Yeah. Not a good time. But yeah, I think I discovered porn on my own because, you know, like, you can flip through the channels and you get, like, the staticky screen.
Yeah, yeah.
And you get, like, Skinamax or whatever, some bullshit at night. So that's when I
got a funny story about that. Keep going.
But, yeah, that's how I figured it out. But I also don't remember learning about it in school. And it could be two things. Either it just didn't happen. You know what I mean? Or
graduation requirement, but okay.
Well, I remember taking health classes. Those are total requirements for graduation. But I don't remember covering that topic in, like, the way media, like, television and movies seem to cover the topic. Like, there's a class and everybody talks about it. There's, like, fucking models of vaginas or charts of, like, ovaries and the banana condom thing. Like, we didn't do any... if it was covered, we didn't do any of that shit. There were none of that. Granted, we came from a poor school district, but...
Yeah, they couldn't afford that stuff anyway.
But I don't recall covering it in class ever through my years of schooling. And it could be that I didn't pay attention either, because that's a very high possibility. Because especially like the kind of student I was, like, I was a good student on paper. I brought home all of the A's and everything that was required of me to survive being at home. But I was not a good student in the sense that it wasn't a challenge for me, so I wasn't engaged. So I just wasn't paying attention. So, and then when I got old enough to go places and have friends that had cars, I was skipping like every other day. So there was a good chance when it was covered, I was not in class.
Possibility.
There's a high chance. But in either case, I don't recall this education. Of, like, formal education. Like, even when my period came about, like, it just happened. And I was like, hey, mom, I'm bleeding. Mm-hmm. And she's like... oh, that's gonna happen once a month. Here's some pads. You put this here, and then you do this, and then you wash your coot, and, you know... it's gonna suck. It's gonna last for about a week. Here's some pills if you have some cramps and pains. You'll be fine, kid. that's basically the extent of the talk. But yeah, we had no discussions, like no explanations of why I was bleeding or whatever. Oh. Everything it just was when it came to like my definitely not my dad's. My dad's definitely not talking about.
Oh yeah,
but. my mom explaining this stuff, just that's the extent of it. It's just what it is. So here are the things, here are the tools you need to survive.
Well, my mom taught me what that was at 4 years old.
That's amazing.
Like, I was fully aware of what a period was, why it was happening. When it's happening to mom, leave mom alone. Bring her chocolates, walk away.
Yeah. But I think also, like, even, like, my mom and my sister, granted, my sister's usually, like, kind of, she's usually kind of bitchy, but, like, I feel like during that time of the month, and you can attest, like, I'm not hormonally bitchy.
You're weird.
I'm, yeah.
Like, in the sense that, like, you break out of the norm. Like, I've had plenty of girlfriends or friends who are girls or whatever, and known plenty of women, they show the symptoms. They act all out of whack.
Yeah.
And it's just like, I'm a man, I fucked up.
You know? How dare you not bleed from your dick?
But you've never, like, when it's happening, it's like, is it? The only way I know it's happening is because I see the used goods, you know? And you do have your cravings, but your attitude, you're still the exact same person.
Yeah.
Totally, like, nothing has changed.
Yeah, because, like, I'm obviously miserable. Like, no woman out there enjoys bleeding for a fucking week and dealing with the cramps and the bloating and whatever, the fatigue. But I don't know. I don't like taking my shit out on other people. Yeah.
You don't let it run your life.
Yeah, I run my life.
You're like, fuck you, bitch. You suck, but, you know, fuck you.
Thanks for being here, because that means I'm not pregnant. But the things are in working order, but... Fuck you all at the same time.
So when did you learn then that penis goes inside a vagina?
I don't know. It was definitely before my period, and I was in single digits. I know that for sure. I don't know how I learned it either, because I don't remember. Like, I don't go out of my way to research things.
Yeah.
Unless it's a school thing that I need to do.
It's requirements.
Exactly. But, like, learning on my own time? No. Fuck that. Not when there's TV and games and all this crap. So, I can't honestly remember when and how I learned. I just know I knew all that shit at a very young age. Or at least about sex.
Yeah.
The period stuff was, that came as a surprise.
The extras.
Yeah. I was like, huh. Interesting. That would have been nice to know.
Yeah. That seems like the most, for a lady at least, the most vital thing to learn. If you're not going to learn about the other stuff, at least that.
Yeah, right? Thanks, Mom.
Yeah.
Very, very informative years growing up.
Or not so informative.
Yeah. Super, super great. Just learning things on a whim because no one told you.
So you brought up channel surfing.
Yeah! Tell me about your story. Yeah.
For those of us who are old enough to remember, that this is important because, remember, right. TV Guide.
TV Guide, yes.
All right?
Yeah.
TV Guide would show you what shows are going to be on TV at certain times.
Yeah.
And it'll even give you information of, like, what that show was about. A little synopsis. So you're like, all right, this episode.
Yeah. I think that's just still around for, like,
it's not
cable boxes or whatever.
Is
or
it?
Like, yeah, if you have like DirecTV and shit like that, I think on Comcast. Because I feel like there's a channel that shows everything.
There's a channel, yes, yeah. Yes, but it's not the same as a TV. It's like, yes, it's like the live action TV Guide or whatever.
Oh, you're talking about the actual book.
The actual book.
Oh, yeah. Okay. The little book that you get at the stands or whatever. Yeah.
But yeah, those things that you're talking about, the channel that shows you the things that are on TV.
Okay, I thought you were talking about the channel. Okay.
It serves the same purpose, but back then we didn't have that.
Yeah.
Back then you had a book.
Right.
Which was this little book, very thick,
mm-hmm.
called a TV Guide. It had, like, Bible paper inside of it. And
it was very thin paper.
Yeah. And your little things. And I want to say early 90s is when they were starting to put the ratings inside of it. Of, uh-huh. like, what was rated PG, R, and all that stuff. Because 80s didn't really have that at all.
Yeah, that was when they started to, like, crack down on that stuff.
Yeah. So you had that. And then all of a sudden there was NC-17 and mm-hmm. Mature. And I was like, whoa, wait, I know what that means. And I haven't seen that before.
Mm-hmm.
And this, and that's when I started learning about, like, Skinamax and all that kind of stuff, and even, like, Showtime.
Because they would have to list all the after-hour things
exactly
on there.
Yeah, and I was like, "What's this?"
I never actually looked at one. Like, I've seen them, but I've never actually, like.
Oh, when I was young,
we never bought those.
So. Oh, we totally bought that. We got TV Guide all the time.
But I think we had a
subscription,
like,
to it.
TV-a-file.
Yeah, it was probably more for my mom though, than it was for my dad, to be honest.
Oh.
Because the beginning of the TV Guide also had little articles in it. It was like a mini magazine too.
Okay, so it's true, because your dad would watch whatever.
Yeah, he doesn't care. You know, Like, he knew, like, his schedule of what the things he wanted to watch. Mm-hmm. But, like, there's other things. My mom, it's more for her, I feel. Sometimes it'd be for my dad, if, like, there's, say the premium channels. Mm. And, like, he wanted to record the certain movies or whatever. Then he'd have, like, his schedule of a list.
Yes, sir.
But besides that, I think it was more for my mom than my dad, to be honest. And my dad wasn't reading much. I told you, he read Playboy magazines.
Right.
You know, this is obviously
for that was the extent of his reading.
Yeah. And my mom would actually, there was a crossword puzzle in the back too. And my mom always did the crosswords.
Oh, so. Yeah. So maybe we did get a couple, because I think my mom loved crossword puzzles, even though she didn't know anything.
I imagine that's where you help.
But, I was like a kid. I didn't know shit either.
In any case, I would search through that. And before, it would be looking for the naughty channels, and you get like the staticky things, and it's like, I think that's a tit. I don't know. They're definitely making sounds like sex.
Yeah, yeah.
But this gave me an opportunity to watch it on my own without my parents knowing, and kind of see like, all right. But it was like a Skinamax. It's soft porn. Right. It's like moving furniture sex.
Pretty much. You know,
it's like the same actions of moving a table, the same actions of like having sex from behind in a Skinamax situation, which is really Cinemax, just so we're clear.
Right, yeah.
Just in case people don't know.
Right. You know? For the youngins.
Yeah. Cinemax is a channel I'm pretty sure no one watches anymore.
No one goes on TV to flip hope for nighttime porn or whatever.
That channel wasn't made for that. It's like another HBO, you know, but it just never competed with HBO the same way. Didn't have the same quality content. It was like secondhand HBO.
Yeah.
You know, but I remember it had a show called Emmanuel in Space. Emmanuel in Space.
Okay.
And I used to watch this show. It got to a point, like, first I was watching, I was like, yeah, she's going to get naked. But then I was like, I was just watching it for the story. Because it was like sci-fi stuff, and I like my sci-fi. So she's like this ancient goddess of sex, and she's in like this futuristic situation or whatever, and she's showing people sex pretty much. But then they were on this adventure too. I don't remember the adventure so much anymore. She's
getting railed by aliens.
But yeah, everyone was getting railed. But I remember it was like, oh man, it's 10 o'clock. I gotta watch TV. Yeah, my parents didn't really care about like bedtime that much. As long as I wasn't up like ridiculously late,
I was okay.
You know. Especially once we got our own TV in our room, I was like, all right, I'm going to watch some black and white Emmanuel in Space. Because that's what I was stuck with, a black and white TV.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, that was something like, when I saw that, it's like, okay, well, search for the naughty stuff in a TV guide. Every time a new TV guide came in, I was like, what's the naughty stuff I'm going to find this time?
Oh my God.
Yeah, that's my little story, my little adventure there.
Emmanuel in Space.
Yeah. That, and I remember like Red Shoe Diaries. That was like one of those
things. That sounds familiar.
It was definitely more heavily in the story, and it just happened to have some nudity.
You know?
And I was like, oh, well, any chance to see some naked titties?
Why not?
It's a good time.
Yeah. Oh. Right? Yeah, like, the static and the, you know how like HBO or whatever, those premium channels would like occasionally just give you like a week free or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
That was a good time.
Yeah.
Because for the most part, for as far as I can remember, like, my sister and I, we both had TVs in our rooms. Like, everyone had a TV in their own TV in the room.
Lucky you.
Yeah, so. And my parents tried to enforce a curfew, so to speak. But it didn't. It wasn't a thing. And so I just put it on mute, and I learned how to, like, fuck with, like, the brightness on the TV so that it wouldn't be, like, super bright in my room either. So that, like, if my mom got up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom or whatever, she wouldn't... Granted, my door's always closed, but, like, you could tell when there's, like,
the light on
or whatever.
The crack of the door or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. So I figured out how to do that so it wouldn't be as bright. And then, you know how we always had, like, a gaming console to connect to the TV? So, like, back in those times, you'd switch to, like, channel 3 to access the console. So, if I wasn't fast enough to, like, turn off the TV, I can always hit that input button real quick, and it'd switch to that other channel. And since the console isn't on, it's just a black screen. Yeah. And I would pretend to sleep. And so my mom would always think that, like, oh, she fell asleep with the TV on like an idiot. So then she'd come in and turn off the TV for me. But that's if I was like panicking. I was like, I'm watching porn. But yeah, those free weeks, man, those were a good time.
Oh, yeah. That's where there was a show we used to watch actually on HBO.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, what the fuck was it called? It was like a series where it kind of documented sex, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And it would show different, like, sex adventures through the real world.
Okay.
So say they would venture into like prostituting one episode, or like how dildos are made.
Oh, cool.
What the fuck? It was like maybe Real Sex or something like that. It may be called Real Sex.
That sounds familiar too.
Yeah. And those were really fun episodes, like things to watch, because you get to learn about that industry and those things. And my parents would let me watch that.
You know what? Those are like the only kind of like documentaries and shit that I actually would watch on my own.
It was a fun show.
Because I have seen shows like that where talk about like the auditioning process and that sort of thing. Like girls' personal accounts in the industry and that how they started, like where they were at and like what they look like now and whatever, and like how many films they've done in a year. It's all very interesting.
There's a business to it.
Yeah.
So you get to learn the ins and outs of how that works.
Exactly. Yeah.
You
know?
You find out it's like, oh, it is a job.
And then once the internet came around, that's when I really learned. I feel like maybe it was like the Love Line that I might have learned quite a bit from.
Okay, so Dr. Drew was your teacher.
I think so. I feel like Dr. Drew was my teacher.
Dr. Drew and Adam Carolla.
Dr. Drew and Adam Carolla and all of the problems people had that they didn't want to talk to, you know, their actual physician about, but they would embarrass themselves and call on the radio and on TV.
Oh man, it's like how old are we then? So we're thinking like what? I was probably around third, fourth grade when I was watching Love Line. You're 2 years younger than me, so that's like what, first, second grade.
Mm-hmm.
What's that? Like 6, 7 years old?
I don't know.
So that's when you finally got to learn.
I feel like if I can recall correctly, I feel like I knew about that stuff beforehand, but like this was just like feeding the curiosity because I didn't have the resources or the people to talk to me about it in depth.
It's more informative.
Yeah.
Like Dr. Drew is very informative. Like he gives you a lot of specifics and the clinical stuff. Like he gives you all your,
he's great,
your know-how that you need to have.
Mm-hmm.
While you had Adam Carolla, you know,
it's
giving
Adam
your
Carolla
butt and dick jokes along with it, you know. Which is probably where the vulgarness comes from.
I don't know. I was always vulgar, but yeah.
But it helps. Definitely caters to it.
I didn't like Adam Carolla, to be honest, but...
Oh, man. AC's my boy.
I was there for Dr. Drew and the weird phone calls.
Yeah.
But yeah. I feel like he was my teacher. I'm feeling pretty strong about that.
Oh, the hashtag
Dr. Drew. Porn and Dr. Drew taught me everything I knew about sex growing up.
I'm almost jealous because that sounds like a better origin story than my mom taught me. Because here my mom taught me, it's like, well, yeah, everyone's parent teaches them.
But it's the age that you learn when people are like, the fuck? Yeah. Meanwhile, kids are like learning their ABCs on Sesame Street or some shit. And you're like...
I did too. Right? I think I did. I definitely had
Sesame Street. I didn't watch any of that shit.
I had Sesame Street going on. But my parents... Here's the thing. Like, sidetracking from the sex talk. Like,
yeah.
I may be Hispanic, but I was raised like an Asian boy. Like, I was always being educated at all times. Like, legit education. Like, my mom gave me reading books and math books and all that kind of stuff. So, like, I was always learning stuff before I even went to school. Like, I knew pretty much how to read before I hit school.
I'm so sorry.
I'm okay with it. It didn't bother me.
It bothered the shit out of me. I hate... We had this red math book, algebra book or some shit. I wanted to throw it out the window every time I saw it. Because every summer break, like, I'd have to do fucking math problems every fucking day. And it's like, everyone else gets to go outside and, like, do something. And I have to stay inside and look at numbers for fuck all.
I guess my mom made it fun for me somehow. I think that's what it was. Oh. And it got to a point where she locked out. And I just liked doing it. Like, I was learning all on my own.
Yeah, it was 100% self-learning because my mom worked a first shift. So, like, I'm home alone with my sister. My dad is home, but he's sleeping because he works third shift. So, it's just me and my sister. My sister's doing, I don't know what the fuck. But here I am with this stupid hardcover red math book that weighs, like, 50 pounds. It has too much shit in it. And I'm like, here I am. Doing this. This is why I'm socially awkward, because I was forced to learn math at a very young age instead of going out and interacting with other kids my age. Thanks, Mom.
Okay. You still don't know math.
I know how to... Shut up.
All right. So that's our beginnings. That's how we learn stuff.
Yeah.
When was it applied? How did that work out?
The first time, sorry.
Yeah. This is unfair at one of our ends.
Yeah. Because everyone says, like, your first time is going to be terrible or whatever. I honestly don't remember my first time. I don't recall it being terrible. Because if it was terrible, I'd be like, fuck sex. It's not as cracked up as I thought it would be.
Yeah.
But it just wasn't memorable, I guess. which is also bad.
Yeah.
But, like, I remember, like, seeing a little bit of blood. Not everyone, you know, when the hymen breaks, like, there's blood or whatever. Yeah. But I remember seeing that. It was whatever. I think I recall, like, you know, it's an exciting time because, like, everyone's hormonal, you know, in their teens or whatever. I also at a very young age, so, you know, everyone else was pretty, like, pretty horny in, like, their own way. Like, whether they were actually having sex or not, everyone was fucking horny. So, I mean, that's that age, you know?
Yeah, boys are jerking off everywhere and girls are starting to, like, feel the tingles down there.
Yeah. Girls are pretending not to rub the clit, but yeah. I guess. Dude, I was rubbing it at a very young age. Like, I figured out masturbation real quick. But, like, masturbation for me, like, it wasn't, like, penetrative. I was actually, like, it was super easy to just get off, like, just through clit stim. But, yeah, first time with the first boyfriend, it happened. Like, we tried a lot of things. Because it was his first time, too. And so, you know, there's a lot of learning between, like, oral sex on both sides and then what works for either one of us and what doesn't.
Yeah.
It was definitely a lot of... At that time, we were in a good relationship before things spiraled downhill. Right. That's why we're not together anymore. But, like, we did... Like, I feel like I did learn a lot with him. Sexually. Yeah. So
I guess that answers the question I was going to ask before that, which was, like, were there baby steps before the big deed? Which it seems like there kind of was, if there was experimenting of the other stuff.
Yeah, like...
Because you tiptoe, like...
Yeah.
Growing up as a dude, it's always like you talk about baseball. And it's just like, you know, your first base, second base.
Which I don't even know what the bases are. What is...
I haven't based in a long time. But, because I'm married, so I don't have to.
Mm-hmm.
But first base was like kissing.
Mm-hmm.
Second base, I want to say, is touching a boob or a butt or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Third base, maybe actual fiddling. So, like, you know, probably a hand job or fingering. You know, blowjob might be considered a third base situation too, I
mm-hmm,
believe.
Mm-hmm.
And then home run is obviously the sexy time.
Right. Okay. Yeah. So it goes from like kissing, groping, oral, and then actual getting it. Okay.
Yeah, because, like, third base can get you an orgasm, pretty much,
right,
on
yeah.
both ends.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, granted, third base for girls, you don't get to have the orgasm, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah.
Huh.
If I remember correctly, like I said, haven't had to go through the bases in a long time.
I remember hearing about it a lot, like... And you know what? I never actually, like, heard anyone in real life using it in conversation, like, between guys or whatever. Because I was always... Yeah. I had friends with a lot of guys.
I had friends with a lot of girls.
Yeah. And, like, I would basically, like, get the locker room talk with them, or so to speak.
Yeah.
And it's like, so you hooked up with this girl last night? Like, how far did you get? None of us used base talk. Like, we were just straight up like, oh, we did this.
Yeah, yeah.
I only saw that with, like, television movies or whatever. I don't... Maybe that's just, like, a completely different generation, like, that I escaped. Well, I just, like, hit the line from. But, like, I don't know if you guys ever had the...
Use the word generation. It's like, oh, I feel old. Okay.
Wait, did you guys use base talk?
I have used base talk with people, yes.
Oh, well, okay.
Yes.
Well, I'm just, like, right on the line.
Here's the thing, though, too. Just to also make some clarification here. I've also had a lot of older friends.
Yeah.
Like, I was kind of like a girl, and since I matured much faster than most dudes.
Yeah.
You know, so in turn, I had a lot of people who were older than me that were my friends. And so in turn, I would talk their lingo.
I see.
You know, a lot of friends that were girls, and any dude friends I had, they were usually older, you know. Not that I didn't have friends my age, obviously I did, mm-hmm. you know, but I also had a lot of friends that were like big brothers to me, pretty gotcha. Much. So baseball lingo was used.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. Sorry. You saying the generation thing, it's like,
sorry, Grandpa. Damn.
Grandpa George, no.
Do your I'm old.
Back in my day, when I was old, we say you go to the bases, base one, you can get the pucker on the lips.
You know what I love about when you do that old man voice?
I become old?
God, I guess so, because like your mouth quirks to the side, so it's like you had a stroke on one side of your face.
Yeah, if you gotta do it, you gotta go all the way.
Yeah,
all
right? Go big or go home, right?
Yeah. Go full retard.
Never go full retard, George.
I'm not trying to get an
Tropic Thunder taught us that.
Well, for me,
yeah.
as Jen knows, Jen was my first time.
Yeah.
So I lost that more of an older age.
Yeah.
But I got to still experiment
yeah.
with all the little stuff
right.
prior. And little by little, like, I think for me, I knew about it already.
Mm-hmm.
So because I knew about it, even though I was obviously hormonal,
mm-hmm.
I wasn't, I guess, enraged with the mentality, like, I gotta fuck! you know? My thing was just like, especially in the high school we were at, I knew half the girls were fucking already, and I knew yeah. who they were fucking. It's like, if she fucked that dude, I don't want to fuck her. You know, it's like, these girls don't have standards, you know? And that was the thing. I had standards.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to jeopardize that just because I wanted to get laid.
Right, right.
You know? Granted, I wanted to have fun, but it was weird. Like, I wasn't raised religious.
Mm-hmm.
I don't practice religious, like, habits mm-hmm. within my life.
Mm-hmm.
But I knew, like, if I was going to do it, I wanted to be with someone that I just cared about.
Yeah.
You know, I wanted a connection. I didn't want it to be a one night stand. I didn't want it to be some like whatever situation.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, granted, that mentality did change once I got to my college years and I did try to hook up with girls.
Yeah.
You know, but then I found once I was trying, it was like, it was hard and the signs were super hard to read, you know, because all I had was, like I said, my older friends or my actual friends from my actual age.
Yeah.
Those experiences, like what they went through, what I saw, you know, if it was happening for a friend, I knew what to look for.
Yeah.
You know, like if I saw two people interacting.
It's easier to see it when you're on the outside
yeah.
of it.
Yeah. Like I would tell my friends, like, yo, dude, she was totally hitting on you. She wanted you. Talk to the girl later on. It's like, yeah, I wanted him to like make out with me or whatever. It's like, I knew it. But then it was on my end. It was just like,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And when I thought I was seeing it, like I remember I was at a party once and girl was all over me.
Mm-hmm.
She was hanging over me, kissing me on like my face mm-hmm. and touching me. I was like, all right, this is it. It's going down. And then like we were alone. I start making my move and she's like, what are you doing? I thought that you were feeling this. She's like, I'm just being friendly. That's like, what? That's like, in my head, it's like, that's how rape happens. Granted, not promoting rape. No, I didn't rape her, yeah. but I was just like, all right. I was like, I'll back off or whatever. She's like, yeah, just have fun. I was like, so no kissing or anything? It's like, no. It's like, so you can kiss my face, but I can't kiss you. And no touching, but you could touch. What?
You're in a strip club, George.
You're naked, but I'm not naked. What?
No touching. Some big black guy's going to come at you and be like, what the fuck you doing?
But I was the big black guy. No, but yeah, that was like, and I had a couple of situations like that. I was just like, okay, I don't know what to do with this. Like, I'm confused now. Yeah. And it got to a point where I was like, fuck this. Like, I'm not going to try to hit up these floozies.
Dude,
at
college
parties.
College girls are a mess.
Oh my God.
The speaking worst. From experience, college girls are a mess.
Although,
don't fuck with that.
Another funny story.
Because
you bring a black guy.
Okay.
There was this night where we were in Boston hanging out. And we were in one of the college areas.
Okay.
And we ended up meeting some girls. And there's this one girl who was, first of all, not my general type.
Okay.
But she was just a fun person.
Yeah.
But she was like real thin, tiny, and blonde, which is like the opposite of what I generally go for.
Yeah.
but I was kind of drunk and she was laughing at all my jokes. So like a typical man moment, I was just like, that's the one.
Oh my God.
And for the most of the night, she was all over me. We were like walking around and I was like, all right, it's going to happen. She was going to come back with us to where we were staying. Mm-hmm. But then we ended up meeting like these two big black dudes. Cool dudes, I will say. Had a lot of fun with them. But then they started like hitting on her and mm-hmm. giving her that black dude swag, you know, big dick energy at its fullest.
Yeah.
And because I'm just like above average dick energy. I don't have like the... the big dick black dick energy, you know, so it's a different kind of shit.
Yeah, yeah.
And she was all over them. And then she stayed with them for the rest of that night. And we never saw her again. Like, she stayed at their place. And it's just like...
if they hadn't shut up, maybe.
I could have had a chance, but...
she went for the upgrade. The double deluxe.
She went for the damage control. What the fuck? I said it was two guys. One of them was probably twice the size of me. To give you an idea of what I look like, I'm like 6 feet and average size build. I'm like 180 pounds. That's the weight I've always been. This one dude was twice me. And there was two of them at that level. And I'm not saying like he wasn't fat. He was just bulky. Mm-hmm. All right.
Stocky. Whatever.
Yeah. So I imagine two of those. Exactly. That's abuse at that point. All right. But yeah, you made me think of that when you said the black guy thing.
I was just talking about a bouncer. Who was I talking about?
But my first time, obviously, was luckily with my wife, the person I wanted to be with.
Me.
Granted, didn't know we were going to get married.
No. Yeah, we like, unlike those college girls, because I used to be one of them, but like, I feel like I've always been straight up with my intentions when it came to like sexual things and like getting with people. I'm just like, hey, you want to fuck? That's pretty much, sorry. That's pretty much how it went down. But like I'm not the type to like wait, you know what I mean? Like, oh, I'll wait for him to make the first move or whatever. I don't have time for that. I don't like those games.
The couch wanted it once.
Exactly. I'm saying. And I feel like that mentality has always been like, I've always kind of had that mentality just because I attribute it to the way how I masturbate on my own. And let me explain. And it's because I'm straight to the point. I don't like to fiddle for like too long a time. I don't need build up. Sometimes I just need to do what it do and then whatever. So it's just like fucking button mashing. You know what I mean? Until
the full like, Street Fighter in that.
Yeah, like super speed nut, and I'm like, I'm good for the rest of the day. Like, let me wash my hands and make a sandwich. Like, you know. So it's just like it's straight to the point. Like, I like foreplay as much as the next person. But eventually it's not bored, but like, I need to move on. I need to get to the goods. I need to get to the point. Like, where's the meat and potatoes?
Yeah. Need a home run.
Exactly. So I don't like the chase. You know what I mean? Some people love it. You know, that whole whatever.
Yeah. The pursuit. I've never understood that.
Flirting and whatever. And like, I'll flirt all day long too, but it's just when it comes to like, if I want it, I'm like, it's going down. Like, obviously, with consent, if you're into it as well. I'm just like, I'm just going to lay my cards out on the table. You may take the cards or not. The gate is open. Feel free to enter. That's pretty much like my mentality.
Grass
like,
on the field, play ball, all the analogies.
And that's how it was with you. Granted, I will say, like, I tried to seduce and you didn't get it.
In all fairness, I was being a gentleman.
You are.
Let's just make that clear. It wasn't just me being a dumbass.
No.
You know, it was just like, you were in a situation where I wasn't sure if I was even able to do that.
Right.
You know, so I was just being a good guy. I thought we were friends. Yeah. You know, so it's like, okay. But not like I didn't want to.
Yeah.
Lord, I wanted to.
Yeah. And that was like not the one time, but that was like a time that I tried where I'm like, I'm not going to be my usual abrasive self. I'm going to be abrasive in a different way. Yeah. But then like the next day I'm like, so you want to do this?
Yeah. Yeah. You were like, I promised I'd give you a shot. And I was like, what?
It's like my tits were totally in your face, but
But okay. as stories have told, I've had tits in my face many a time.
Yeah.
And it's just like, nothing happened.
Right. You know? They don't always mean that they want it.
Exactly.
They're just being friendly.
Exactly.
And it's like, man, Jen is really friendly right now. No.
That's what I was used to.
I'm not friendly.
Like, for me, the clearest sign is, like, hand on, like, hand touching dick.
Right.
Not hand touching pants on dick. No, like, hand touching dick. When hand is touching dick, that's like, all right, shit's gonna happen. We're doing stuff today.
Yeah.
But, like, unless that happens, I'm usually, it's like, it's not gonna, nothing's going down. It's not, like, sure, she's naked right now, but that means nothing. She hasn't touched my dick yet. Yeah. But eventually we did get down to the nitty gritty.
Yeah. And I had no idea you were a virgin until you told me, because you could have fooled me otherwise.
That's where lots of studying. See, that's where knowing. All of that education that I got beforehand.
Knowledge is power.
Yeah. I'd watch those sex documentaries, and they'd talk about stuff. All those things, like when they actually describe, this is what you should be doing. This is what they do in porn, but it doesn't really work. This is what you'd actually have to do for the girl to come. It's like, oh, okay, noted. I was like, I don't think I look like the guys from Revenge of the Nerds.
No, you do not.
But I studied just like as they did. Because anyone who's seen that movie knows that there's a scene where one of them dresses up like Darth Vader, and which, in retrospect, if you watch the scene today, he raped her.
Oh, God.
But back then, it doesn't seem that way, because she thinks it's her boyfriend who also dressed up like Darth Vader.
Oh.
Yeah. So he comes in, and they start, you know, fooling around or whatever. And since she thinks it's him, and she's like, she tries to take his mask off, he's like, no. And he goes down on her and eats her out, like at some like bouncy pit or whatever. And he does a phenomenal job. He took the mask off when he went down.
Okay. Yeah, was she blind? Like,
well, she was just on her back, and she's just, you know, enjoying the moment. He was doing a good job. So she wasn't even bothering looking.
How huge are her tits that she couldn't see, like, the top of his head?
Let's make this clear. When I go down on you, you don't always look at me. No, your head just goes back.
But I can see you.
You can, but you don't always choose to. Because things are happening.
Okay, fair enough.
So she did it. Right. It's a movie.
All right.
Yeah. Eventually, though, she does see that it's not her boyfriend. But like I said, he's doing such a good job. She's like, keep going.
Fucking la-di-da.
Yeah. Use the force, yeah. He was so good at that that she dumps her boyfriend, her jock boyfriend. Like, she was good, probably married at one point. Yeah. Note to self, nerds learn.
Education
is very
important. They're, know your stuff.
And they always want to get A's on the test. All right. And for me, that was just, I'm about the challenges. And it's like, all right, the challenge is to get you off. And the myth is it can't be done. Challenge accepted. That's how it is.
And, you know, going full circle, I'm really bitter about math.
Okay.
Let me explain. All right. So to add to my social awkwardness and not having the social growth that I should have had as a child, that goes in part where, like, my, I guess, game flirting technique or whatever wasn't really a thing. It was just like me telling you what I want, because that's all I knew how to do, because I didn't have that experience of like meeting other people and playing around and having the interaction of other people flirting with me, or blah, 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 because of math. Math made me who I am today in the worst and best way. But anyways.
Thanks, Mom. If it wasn't for math, I could have flirted with guys better.
Fuck algebra, man. Anyways.
Well, I gotta say, you could have fooled me. Maybe I guess when you were first dating, your flirtation game wasn't where you wanted it to be. But when we first met up with each other and going to parties and everything,
yeah,
I felt like the flirt game was strong.
Well, yeah, because I've had
years of practice.
I've had experience of like college and, you know, whatever else and stuff. But it was just, yeah, getting there. It was, and I still, like, I'm kind of like you in a sense where, like, the signals are hard to tell sometimes, because I've had my share of rejections as well. But, you know, it's just,
there's nowhere near the number of what
I feel
mine
like,
would have been.
I feel like I've always felt like I've been socially inept in a lot of ways. So I'm going to blame it on the red math book for summer's times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I can recall some of those nights where it's just like, I was telling myself, like, I'm pretty sure she's hitting on me. I feel very confident that I'm being hit on. Like, I would go to the gym with my friend, and I would tell him what happened. So I was at this party last night, you know, we're playing beer pong together, whatever. And it's like, he's like, this girl, she got sick. She got sick. But before she got sick,
yeah,
before that happened, like, I'm pretty sure she was like there was like butt to crotch action kind of stuff happening. Like, right. That's a thing. Like, I know in the past I've misread that and it's just people being friendly, but I think she was feeling me. And he was like, yeah, I get that. Man. My friends are always super positive, especially my friend Marcel.
Yeah.
Like, always super positive and was just like, she wants it, George. Get it. Go get it. I was like, I think she has a guy. It's like, they're not married. Granted, he would never use that logic on himself.
Right.
And I remember telling my mom, and my mom would always say that. Because I think that's why he even said it, too, because he's like, what would your mom say? It's like, is there a ring on her finger? Then you're good.
Free game.
Yeah. It's like, if the girl ain't married, then there's opportunities. But like, I'd always question. It's like, I'm pretty sure I'm getting hit on by her. I'm pretty sure that there's flirtation going on. And I remember we had another night where it happened. Another party. And I was like, that was when I sensed it. This is the night before the whole, like, you were going to, like, just put your breast in my face and be like, hey. But like, I remember, like, I was feeling like, you know, I'm gonna go for it. Like, I had the mentality that night. I was like, this is it. Stop being a bitch, George. Go after her. And if she says no, she says no.
Yeah.
And you didn't stay that night because I think one of our friends got drunk and you had to drive him home.
Yeah.
And I remember, like, totally you left and I was like, fucking sucks. And I drank so hard.
I think it was, I went to, we had a lot of times where, like, I was trying to go after you, like, get at you, like, at parties and stuff. And shit would always go down where I'd have to, like, leave or, like,
or get drunk
or get blitzed and throw up everywhere. Yeah. Just like you. Shit would always hit the fan. And I feel like I remember there, this might have been actually that same party where a friend, like a mutual friend, got sick and I had to take him home. And I remember there was like a 420 party and
that was it. Yeah, that was it. Okay. A lot of smoking happened.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was high and drunk as fuck.
I went to a 420 party that I didn't want to go to because I didn't smoke weed anymore. And and I only went because I wanted to fuck you. And then I got cop blocked. That's how you know. And I'm like, that's how you know it's real, when you're willing to, like, go to a party you have no business going to. Because it's like, everyone's passing it to you. I'm just like, go to the next person. Yeah. Just
double pass.
All of you just pretend I'm not here. I'm not here for you or any of these other people. I have one target.
One target alone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I remember that night, like, there was probably another girl there, too, that was, like, hitting on me. And I was like, get away from
me. Be gone, thought.
Yeah. Like, there was fun conversation between the two of us. But then once I saw, I saw the moves. Because I could always see the moves when it's someone I don't want. Like, people I don't want hitting on me at all, then it's very clear. It's like, okay, I see you want my D and I'm not offering the D. No D for you, all right? You have to find the vitamin from someone else, all right? And it was very obvious. And she was on me, and I think I was sort of just like, back up off me! Away, slut bucket.
Away with the foul demon.
It's like, there is only one person that I need tonight.
I'm there, completely sober.
Yeah.
I was just drinking, but...
Yeah, you were drinking. You weren't completely sober. If you were completely sober, I wouldn't even talk to you then.
Yeah.
Like, that's something that I've always had a rule with myself. Like, if I see someone, even if, like, I'm attracted to them, but they're not drinking and I am, I don't ever address them, you know? Or actually, another way around, if they're drinking and I'm not drinking, again, like...
Yeah, you guys have to be on
your kryptonite to me.
Equal state of mind.
Yeah. Because I've been in a situation where, like, someone was drunk and they hit on me. And, like, they were full on getting out. It's like, you're wasted. It's not happening.
Yeah. Right? You don't want to be, like, that regret the next day.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Granted, my own father has ridiculed me for that kind of shit. It's like, what, you had the chance to finally do it, and you just, I was like, and I did the right thing? This is where you say, good job, I raised a gentleman, you're a good boy. And he's like, no, you're a fucking dumbass. And I was like, oh, thanks, Dad. My mom was like, you did right. It's like, thank God, she knew what she raised.
So glad she raised you instead.
She's like, she looked at him like, what the fuck, like.
Are you serious?
You bear the same name, but thank God. Yeah.
Fun times, man.
Yeah. But that was the act. We finally got it done.
Mm.
But now we're older people. Now we're in the major leagues.
Yeah.
You know, things are different. It's not just penis and vagina. Well, it is just penis and vagina, but there's more to it now. Yeah. I feel like some people probably don't go through this. Like, I know if you're a much older generation, like, like my parents' age or whatever, you're probably not experimenting as much. Mm-hmm. You know, you think more of an old classic way of like, this is how you just missionary and that's it kind of mentality.
Yeah.
You know, but we're in a day and age where like, there's more to life now. We're practically at a frozen yogurt place and there's all of the toppings.
Yeah, you know, there's so many ways to get off now.
Yeah.
There's so many different inventive ways that we're learning that are considered taboo.
Yeah.
Or whatever. That's why that generation doesn't understand or whatever.
Yeah, and not that all of them don't. Like, there's a lot of them do.
So, yeah, I mean,
these things have existed for centuries. For sure.
But some people are like, it depends on how you were brought up. Like, and you're, you know what I mean? How you view it. Like,
it can be shunned upon and looked down upon. And,
you know, I got it. Some people can be shy about these sort of things.
Yeah.
Unlike us, we're very open about it. We're like, okay, see if we like it. Because I think we both have the mentality of like, I'm not going to say I don't like something if I haven't tried it.
For the most part, yes.
For the most part.
Yeah. Like, no dicks are going in my ass. Like, no.
Yeah.
There's no pegging here. We're not clear.
But, like, you know, like, I mean, that's how we are with food. Like, I don't want to say I don't like something.
Yeah.
Unless it's, like, durian, but it's a whole nother can of worms.
But yeah, it's like, I haven't had my nipple bit. Like, all right, I can buy my nipple. I guess you can try that out.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, that's the part of, like, you know, growing as a couple, or, you know, if you're a sexually active couple, like, you know, understanding each other's bodies, I feel like it's super important. Like,
yeah.
And also, you know, it keeps things interesting, so it's not always the same thing, you know?
Yeah, we're kind of discovering as we go along together.
Hmm.
But for you, like, here's the funny thing, like, I've always known about these things.
Yeah.
Like, since at a young age.
Yeah.
If you meet me and we get to know each other, I can be very vulgar.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, I talk like a person who's been boning for a very long time. You know, granted, at this point, I have. But
right.
Probably, like, I sound like the kind of person like, this guy's been getting it since he was...
He's been around the block.
Yeah, he knows some shit, you know?
Yeah.
While it's kind of the other way around. Like, you're the one who has a better sense of that.
Yeah.
While I just don't have the... I'm not a prude.
Yeah.
You know? So I think that helps me.
Yeah.
In that conversation, you know? But you're more familiar with, like, the toys and all that stuff.
I've had the work experience.
Yeah. Like, I remember when we first met, like, you said you had a chest.
Yeah.
You know, and I remember you brought, like, some nice little wearable trinkets that you brought over at times.
Wearable trinkets, yeah.
Yeah. You know, I was like, oh, this is, like, spicy.
Yeah. That stuff is exciting. I don't know. I don't
but, like, how did you, what,
curiosity.
It's obvious how you learned about it, but when was it, like, when you're like, I'm going to go to a store and buy this, you know?
The internet. I didn't physically go into any store until fucking, I don't know, I was much older.
Oh, so like you ordered stuff online then?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
As soon as the internet became a tool resource that I could access at any time of the day, that is what became my sexual awakening, like fully. Like I was already like nutting on my own, like pre-internet and whatever. But that's when it became the gates to all of the porn and like how to access the porn and not deal with the staticky screen or whatever.
Yeah. You get options.
Yeah. There's so many options and it's just like a whole new world.
Wait, so as out of curiosity, are you doing this all dial up still or?
Oh, totally. Okay. I was totally like looking at porn on like dial.
Okay. So you're taking your time.
Yes. Yeah. There wasn't a lot of videos was a commit.
Oh, yeah. It's more images.
It's just images, yeah.
And even those still...
Take some loading time. But yeah, like, internet. And then eventually, dial-up wasn't a thing anymore.
High speed kicked in
and whatever. And then online ordering, I got my own credit card or whatever. So I was able to try new things by buying new things.
Yeah.
Try it and buy it. Buy it and try it. Yeah, that's
what I mean. I was like, what store are you getting? You just try it and buy it, right?
No. Get
this used fucking dildo. Want a secondhand?
No secondhand. Never. Never with that stuff.
Funny thought.
I
don't mean to digress from what you were saying.
Go ahead.
But I remember we had a talk about this before, because we talked about dildos. We were driving, and remember we saw all those, like, dildos on the side of the highway? Like, it looked like a truck exploded, and there was just a bunch of dildos on the highway. And we're like, what the fuck? It's so random. And it shows how good of a driver you were, too. You noticed it, but you were not distracted to the point that you were not focused on the road.
Because it was also, it was a super curvy on-ramp. It was like a whatever degree turn that is.
Yeah.
But Yeah. I'm like, if I get distracted, we're going to drive into a fucking ditch.
but yeah, a lot of dildos. And then I said, like, oh, man, we should have turned back and grabbed them all. And then we could have sold them online. And you're like, that's gross. That's nasty. And I was like, we're not going to tell anyone. And it's like, I'd wash them. I'd make sure that, you know, they're bleached or whatever. Go through the proper procedures. Yeah, you know what I mean?
They're sterile.
And it made me wonder. It's like, wait, do people sell used dildos? And I looked on eBay and there was no used dildos. Everything was brand new.
I'm glad.
And you were like, yeah, of course. Who the hell's buying secondhand dildos? Like, that's nasty. Like, that's very unsanitary and everything. And I was like, I don't know. Everyone buys used things. Why would that be off limits?
It's not one of you those know? Things.
But right now, it made me think of that. And I was thinking, like, wait a second. You wouldn't buy, like, you wouldn't use a secondhand dildo.
Mm-hmm.
But people be using secondhand dicks, like, all the time. I'm just saying. You know what I mean? why is it okay to be fucking the dude who probably banged like 20 chicks, no protection, but yeah, this dildo, like, no, I don't want to be fucking, like, only I use the one dildo. I don't want to be sharing a dildo with someone else. Just a thought popping in my head.
No.
No. Like, you didn't get a secondhand dick. Like, you got a pristine
mint condition.
Yeah, you know what I mean? It's gone through some mouthwash, but that's about it. You know what I mean?
No. No on the secondhand dildos. No, we say...
Secondhand dick, okay.
We say no to secondhand dildos. Yeah.
Any ladies listening to this, I want that to be a thought. Like, I want you to think about that. It's like, would you use a secondhand dildo now, knowing that you'd probably have a secondhand dick?
For me, absolutely.
You're not. Like, no, still no.
Absolutely not. I don't know. I don't know why. I mean, I get what you're saying. It for whatever fucked up reasons, it completely makes sense. But at the same time, like, because you can totally, absolutely 100% sterilize, you know, like, because it's all, a good dildo is made with, you know, medical grade silicone and all that stuff. So it's like, you should be able to sterilize it, you know, you're supposed to properly clean them anyway.
Yeah, dishwasher safe, right?
I don't know about that. you can break the silicone that way. But there's very specific ways to cleaning it. And so you can totally sterilize it, but you can't sterilize a human. It's just soap and water. You know, we're not putting you through a UV light.
Yeah.
But no.
But no.
This shit was on the ground. If it rolled over, like, less than a foot, it would be in mud. Where animal shit.
Again, we're not using it.
There was just like 40 of them. It was just like unconscionably. I can't do it. You know what it reminded me of? It was like, you know, when you're playing a game like Borderlands or whatever and you fight a boss and it's just like the loot explodes. It's like someone like destroyed a dick monster. Someone destroyed a dick monster at the edge of the freeway and then just like dildos. They just didn't collect all their bounty. They're like, oh, these are the dildos I don't want. Yeah. I have these already. They're not even worth selling. But yeah, say no to secondhand sex toys, guys. Don't do it. Secondhand dicks are okay.
Secondhand. So yes, say yes to secondhand
dicks. Say yes to secondhand dicks. Everyone deserves to nut.
Oh, I like that. That's good. So I guess my follow-up question would be, once you started buying these things and everything,
mm-hmm.
I guess where did it evolve? Where did it go? Like, when did you start thinking like, okay, now that I know I like this thing, maybe I'll try this? And like, where did the rabbit hole lead?
Well, it definitely depended on the partner I was with at the time. I think when I was really exploring these items, the partner I was with wasn't really into, like, additional toys to, like, even whether it's, like, for his benefit or, you know, or if it was solely for my own, he wasn't really into it. The most he was into was just, like, lingerie and stuff like that. But, so, that's kind of hard. So, especially if you're wanting to get toys that are for two of you.
Yeah.
To use at the same time. So a lot of it was just like, okay, well, I'll just try all these things that work for me on my own time. And then
personal whip.
You gotta find the right partner.
Yeah.
That's just as open as you are to trying those, you know, I guess harder, kinkier items. Because then you gotta just know what your limits are.
Yeah. That's where I enter the picture.
Yeah. Because you're pretty, you're very open about things. You know, to a degree, you obviously have your limits. I have my own limits.
Yeah.
So, and it makes things interesting. You know, it's, there's, I think what people, there's a stigma to it. Definitely. For like some people, for sure. Like, that just can't get past it. They're just, I don't know. Prudish sounds super negative, but I guess that's the truth of it. But I think it's just a misconception because it's porn, I think, is a wonderful thing. You know, it's taught me so much about myself, about things that I like and whatever.
When used responsibly.
When used responsibly. Gotta say that. Yes, absolutely. In that context.
Like any drug. When used responsibly, you can have a good time.
Yeah. In the safety of your own home, not in a movie theater or whatever, in public. But I feel like porn is also like, it's a double-edged sword, so it can be really good for you, or it's painting everything else in a negative light. Yeah. So it's like, there's obviously, the most realistic thing in porn is that a dick is going in a hole.
And the guy comes.
Yeah. But the situations aren't always there. Not everyone is taking 7 dicks on at a time on a daily basis. Or, you know, 2 dicks aren't going in a hole. Like, there's, you know what I mean? Like, that's just, you know, it's not everyone is into BDSM.
Yeah.
Or there's porn. It's like
girls film. Don't like having their face fucked.
It's like, you know, with mainstream film or whatever, like normal film, like certain scenes can be, they're set in a realistic setting with real people, but like scenes are exaggerated. Like, you know, when if I kick you, you're not going to go flying through the wall. Like, you know what I mean? It's exaggerated to look good. And that's the same thing with porn.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's where a lot of misconceptions come from because of that. Because just people not wanting to learn enough about it, about like how gratifying it could be to find the right tools to help you get off or whatever, like, or different ways. You know, they don't understand the relationship with your partner because you guys have to have a very like trusting relationship when you want to explore like, you know, like harder things. Like if you want to get into like, let's say BDSM, for example, like that's a very trusting relationship. It's give and take. And, you know, you have to trust each other implicitly because you can get hurt. You can get super like damaged or whatever if you're not careful and you guys aren't communicating with each other about like, you know, slowing down or whatever.
Yeah.
Talking about your limits. But
hence where safe words come into play.
Exactly. But it's not enough of like researching. It's just like a prejudgment, basically. It's a prejudice. And so I feel like that's, you know, it's a huge issue. But again, it's still a topic that people don't like to discuss openly.
Yeah.
It's getting better now, but there's still a lot of people. Still
have some hoops to jump through, though.
Yeah, for sure. Like back at like 10 years ago, I feel like we wouldn't be able to have this conversation. Maybe not 10 years ago, but like, you know, 20 years ago or whatever. Like,
yeah.
Openly. Because even for like my own experience, like growing up and being as, I guess, blunt about things in general and just about sex or whatever and sexual gratification, like I as a woman you're painted as a whore and it's like, no, I just know my shit, I know what I want.
Oh yeah, you're not allowed to like learn, let alone actually discover.
Exactly. Like, you know, everyone that I'm not sleeping with a different guy every day of the week. I'm like, a whore gets paid money for sex. If I got paid money every time I fucked a dude, like I wouldn't be in debt. So hopefully, I don't know. But that just made me sound like I fucked a lot of dudes.
Because that's, I put it really bad. It's like, it wasn't that bad with that.
but you know what I mean? Like, it's just, if I was just, I've been painted as a whore, like a lot growing up. And it bothered me a lot. You know, because it's just like, well, I'm not. Like, everyone I'm with that I, you know, engage with, like, I'm with. Like, this is an actual, like,
it's a relationship.
It's a serious relationship. Like, this isn't someone that I've dated for, like, 2 days or a week or whatever. Like, this isn't the first night and I just gave it up. And even then, like, I have no problems with that. But, like, these are relationships that I've been with for, like, over a year. Like,
but it's premarital, then all of a sudden it's not.
Yeah, like, I'm sorry that, like, I don't want to lay down like a codfish while you, like, when you're going to town, like, let's have some fun.
Yeah.
But, I don't know.
I think the other half of it, too, like, on, like, the guy's side of things.
Yeah.
Is, because you mentioned, like, the toy stuff. And, like, most dudes aren't comfortable with toys being used because it, like, hurts their masculinity.
Yeah, it emasculates them.
Like, oh, I'm not the one making you come or whatever. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, I don't want to use a toy on you because it's like, well, you're not, it's not my dick doing it, so I'm useless now. Mm. You know? Well, for me, it's like, I'm controlling the toy. I'm still making you come.
Yeah.
Like, I still have to do whatever I'm doing with that thing. You know what I mean? And then I still get to go. It's like, I think it's a win-win situation. Mm. You know what I mean? Because as long as you want me to be the one doing it and not someone else.
Right.
You know, it's like, pfft, yeah, we can have toys. I don't give a fuck. That's what matters most. As long as you still want to get me off and you want me to be the person that gets you off, how we both get there, I can give a fuck.
I agree. I wholeheartedly agree.
And honestly, with that. I feel like using the toys gets us both into it anyway. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, I feel like I get more work done on me than with the toys and stuff. It's like, there's nothing but win here.
Yeah.
You know, gold medals for everybody.
Yeah. It's those preconceived notions that are completely wrong.
And getting over yourself, honestly.
Yeah, it's just honestly. Like,
I think for me, I always look at it, it's like having sex is just another version of a conversation. Mm-hmm. That's all it is. Mm-hmm. You know, that you're both giving information within this talk, you know. And at the end of the day, don't you want to have a good conversation?
Right.
You know what I mean? And you want to get the most out of that person. You want the best feedback. Then you got to give it your all. And, you know, baseball players don't hit a ball with their hands. They use a bat. Okay. There's tools involved. You know what I'm saying? Some sports require assistance.
It's funny because I was trying to think of an analogy, like a real world, like analogy, like of like kind of a mundane activity in comparison. And there you have it.
Baseball comes in at all times, man.
This is why it's used, I see. Yeah. I get it now. I get it. It took me 30-something years to figure out why bases were a thing, but...
I mean, it has balls, there's a lot of hand play, there's flaccid objects, you know what I mean? I mean, yeah, it all makes sense.
Yeah.
But now, while we're in this area of the ultra taboo, mm-hmm. and we talk about a lot about porn and everything, you brought up something earlier.
Mm-hmm.
About a little debate that you and your friends, I guess, were kind of getting into about DP.
Yeah, so DP obviously is double penetration for, I guess, whoever doesn't know that by now. No judgments. We read a ton of fan fiction and all this watch porn, and I've been, you know, fooled on, you know, the tags on, you know, porn videos will say like double penetration, and same thing with fan fiction or whatever. And then when you watch it or read it, there's no talks of like two dicks going in holes. Well, like the nether holes. So like double penetration, and we all agreed, is either a dick in a vagina or a dick in the ass at the same time, or two dicks in a vagina, two dicks in an asshole.
Yeah, like, agreed on my end.
Yeah, yeah. Double penetration. It's not one dick in the mouth and the other dick in an ass or a vagina. Like that's not the same. All right. That's not what I'm looking for. It's,
as we established, that's a finger trap.
Chinese finger trap, I guess. Yeah. But that's what we're discussing. And we've been duped several times where it's like, I'm scrolling through the video and I'm just waiting. I'm like, all right, click, click, click. Oh, okay. Let's get to the money shot, guys. Like, where is it? Like, just get closer, guys. You're way too far apart. Come on now. And it never happens. And I was like, the fuck was, I got fooled.
No. With that being said,
DP is below the belt.
Okay, so then that would mean that two dicks in one mouth would not be DP also.
I guess that's different. When it's sharing a hole, I guess that counts.
Yeah.
For sure, if it's sharing a hole.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, like, granted, theoretically, like, yes.
My jaw just got sore thinking about that.
It's like, I guess sore just from one dick, so.
Imagine two.
Yeah. But a lot of information in that statement right there. So... The nod. Yep. Because I know we both agree. Mouth on penis, pooch on penis, not double penetration. But in theory, it is. Because there are two dicks entering a body.
Yeah.
But it's just weird how we don't, both of us, because you brought it up to me and I was just like, that's not that. Like, I immediately was just
when
like,
you think that's of DP, not that's, you know, you're imagining not that.
Yeah.
You're imagining two below the belt.
Because the thing is, when I want to see that, I just type in gangbanging or threesome and I'm going to get penis in mouth, penis in vagina. Mm-hmm. But if I want what you just said, double penetration, then yeah, I'm looking for anal and coot at the same time. Mm-hmm. You know? Mm-hmm. So when you said that, it's like, yeah, like, duh, that's obviously what it is. That's
apparently not.
And, like, it's having things, I think, an unspoken rule. Like, we just both agreed on that without ever discussing it in the past.
But apparently other people think otherwise. Yeah. There are people that disagree with us. Either that or they knew exactly what they were doing and they just wanted the clicks.
Yeah, I still the clicks, obviously.
Yeah.
Algorithms and such.
Yeah, I don't like that. Give me truthful tags, please. So now I don't even know, like, you put gangbang, but that doesn't always mean, like, there's a DP in there. I've seen plenty of gangbangs where that doesn't happen.
Very true.
And then...
that's why I'm not looking for that. When I put gangbang, I'm looking for the opposite ends. I'm looking for mouth and cooch being attacked. I'm not looking for anal and cooch.
You see, that's boring to me. I'm looking for things that are, that I can't imagine myself doing, like taking two down there at once, like that sensation of being so completely full, like where I'm gonna die. Like that's just shit.
But, so you can imagine the other one though, the one where you can't breathe, and I can imagine myself doing that. You didn't realize what you said until I broke it down, huh?
I guess there's some truth to that. But, you know, like, that's what I'm looking for. So I think lately I've been looking for double vaginal penetration, because oftentimes you'll get to see the anal, the vaginal penetration during that whole process. So that's what I've been searching for.
It happens.
Yeah. Things slip around, you know?
Yeah. Sword fights happen.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna see the two sausages rubbing against each other.
Yeah, the first time I ever saw that, it was a surprise.
Yeah,
because I think it was like on a.
I think it's a surprise to everyone if you've never seen it before.
Yeah.
Because you're like,
what? Yeah, and it's one of those things like, you know that the vagina is a magical thing. I mean, babies come out of it.
Yeah,
it can become a pretty big hole. You know, so the idea of two dicks going inside, like, yeah, it can do that. It can handle that shit. It'll come right back to normal afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
But I never saw it before, and the dudes were positioned where it's like, I didn't think they would want to do that, you know? Because the rule is that you're not a dude, so you probably never had this conversation. But as dudes...
Try me.
As dudes, you've never had this conversation with another dude.
Go on.
Because you're not railing somebody.
Okay.
But I've had conversations with my friend, because you think that a threesome can happen in your lifetime, and if it does... you want to be prepared and see who your boy is that it might happen with, or, you know, whatever. So it's like, yo, you think this girl might take both of us on? If that happens, how are we going to play this? We need ground rules, because I don't want you looking or touching my dick, and I don't want to be seeing or touching yours. You know, so it's always eye contact if we with her. If we happen to see each other, only look at the eyes, look at nothing else. If we are to touch, it is only to high five and make an Eiffel Tower. And by no means... ever whatsoever, just like in Ghostbusters, the streams do not cross. All right, our swords will never touch. All right,
so this is not King Arthur.
Okay, we are not gonna have a battle down there. Okay, and we will communicate whenever we need to switch holes or whatever. All right, but we should never be around the same hole at the same time, unless it's a blowjob. And either ways, we're still away from each other, and she is our divider. All right, she is keeping us apart with her hands and face. All right. So being those, the guidelines, you know, those were the rules that I would always mentally have when watching porn. Because that's generally how it went down in porn also. You never saw them get too close to each other, you know. So I remember I was watching a DVD, and then all of a sudden, the guy's laying on his back, and he's doing her, like, how she's positioned was, like, kind of missionary. She's on top, though.
Yeah.
It's like cowgirl. And all of a sudden, the dude went from getting head, which I always felt was, like, way too close to the other guy's face. Like, I always thought, like, that's not cool,
from that
dude.
Position, yeah.
Yeah, because they were, like, on top of each other. It wasn't like she was sitting upward.
She's not, like, facing to the side.
Like, she's on him. Like, her chest is on his chest. They're kind of in making out closeness.
And so balls in the face.
So, like, but she would make out with him and then come up and then suck his dick. It's like, yo, your dick is way too close to that guy's face. Have some professional respect, all right? You guys are both doing a job here. But then he walked away. And it's like, all right, good. And I was like, wait, where is he going? And then he went from behind. I was like, what the fuck? And he went to her ass. I was like, oh shit. Like, all right. Yeah, I guess that's an option too, isn't it? I never thought of that. And they're both going at it. But then he took it out and they had a look in their face. And it was like, yeah, let's do this. I was like, what, weren't you already doing it? What's the, yeah, let's do this. Oh, shit. And the look on her face was like the same shit. Like, oh, shit. Which, granted, that's just good acting on her part. Mm-hmm. But then they were just going in there. And I was like, how, what the fuck? What, why would you do that? It's like, you could just wait your turn, you know? You had two other perfectly good holes that seemed to be working fine. You couldn't wait, you know? And it's like, and you're breaking the primary rule. The swords are touching. Like, your dicks are totally, and like, and they were bending weird because you should, it's an odd position to be in for the guy's positions, you know? But I was like, there is no need for that, my friend, all right? Get your dick out of there. Just wait. Take a number. And get in line, all right? Just like every other guy was doing.
Meanwhile, I'm thriving on, like, bisexual threesomes with two guys and a girl.
Now I watch and it's like, whatever.
Yeah.
You know? But the first time I was like, what? Come on, man. There's rules. Rules and regulations. Where's the director? Like, right? Someone's not doing his job.
Yeah. So, like, in reality, when you're, like, so consumed by lust, it, like, doesn't even matter anymore.
Yeah.
Those are those preconceived notions I was talking about.
Yeah. Like, not going ass to mouth.
Yeah.
When there's love involved, you don't care.
So what if it kind of tastes like dookie? It's fine.
It's your dookie.
You are supposed to love all of me.
Yeah.
That was dick talk.
That's dick talk.
But going back to Dr. Drew and the many of the things that he's taught us in life is that you don't go double anus because you don't want to prolapse your anus.
Yeah, don't prolapse that anus. It's brought to us by Dr. Drew. Thank you, Dr. Drew at midnight.
Yeah. You're the best.
Was it Late Night with Dr. Drew? I forget. I watch it all the time and I forgot the name of the show.
I think it's Late Night with...
Right, Late Night with Dr. Drew.
I think. Don't quote me on that.
Yeah. I'm glad that he's still around, still teaching.
Me too.
I feel like he's unhinged now. I feel like it's not like the full-on production level that MTV had.
Yeah.
You know?
He now, does like, so many podcasts too. He does so much.
Dude does not sleep.
Yeah.
But I like what he's doing with Your Mom's House. Like, the stuff he does with them is great. Like, he's just breaking shit down, and he's unfiltered. Like, he's cussing, and he's showing full disgust towards things and acceptance. Like, that's the cool thing about him. It's like, this dude is like, it's all human behavior, man.
Mm-hmm.
No reason to shame it.
Yeah.
It's like, shit happens. Yeah. We're all discovering every day.
And that's the other thing. That's the super important thing about sex, too. It's just like, stop kink shaming people.
Yeah.
You're into, you like what you like. Like, it's no different from, like, you don't like pizza and I do. Like, it's just preference.
But that person should go to hell. Let's just make that clear. Right? If you don't like pizza,
oh yeah, absolutely.
All right.
You're broken.
Yeah. Like pizza and like exploration of sex, baby.
Yeah.
I feel like I need to have like a black voice intro for that. Like a Billy Dee Williams. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Everybody enjoy that sex. Because you don't know how you're going to get it and where it's coming from. But when it happens, baby, open those arms and let it in.
Makes me think of that song from Semi Pro.
Love Me Sexy.
Yeah.
Yeah. We just watched that recently.
We did. But yeah, that's what it made me think of.
That's a great sex song.
Yeah, it's funny.
Fill the bathtub full of sweat.
Disgusting.
But yeah, any listeners, you know, if you're following us on social media, you should be.
And, yeah.
You know, let us know what you guys go through. Like, what was your experience growing up? How did you learn about it? You know, how do you treat it today? You know, how do you live your sexual adventures in this modern world?
Let's talk about the quote-unquote weird shit you're into.
Yeah. You know, just... The only thing I say is keep it safe, man. If you keep it safe, there's a lot you get to do.
Mm.
You know, you can try a lot of stuff if you keep it safe.
Yeah. Make sure your shit's always clean. Hygiene is very important for you and whatever devices.
Yeah. And also, here's a shaming thing that I think has to stop, too, also.
What?
It's not so much sexual. It's more like a hygiene thing.
Uh-huh.
It's for men. Is it's okay to shave if you're a guy. You can shave your crotch, shave your armpits. That's okay. All right? It's not a bad thing. Those are areas that smell, and they smell more when you have hair, you know? So when they're not hairy, they don't smell as much. And honestly, the smooth area, like, a girl's going to feel a lot more adventurous down there if there's no hair going up her nose.
Guaranteed. All right?
No hair in her teeth, no hair in her nose. She might want to go and try to attempt to take that whole shaft in. if it's a nice smooth surface.
Sure.
Because I'll tell you, as a guy, honestly, I'll go down on the coochie no matter what. I don't really give a fuck. All right. But I know I get a lot more sloppier when there's a smooth terrain. All right. It's just the fact of life. Yeah. You know?
Everyone, so, clean your schmobbles.
Yeah. No, there's a reason why a lot of podcasters are promoting Manscaped, all right? Get the lawnmower.
Sure, I've seen that.
Yeah.
How do we get a Manscaped sponsor?
Manscaped, hit us up. We'll sell for you.
Or anyone else.
Or anyone who wants to be a sponsor.
That'd be cool.
Where can they follow us, Jen?
You can find me, Lazarus Trashpit, on Tumblr, Instagram, and Twitter. And
you can follow me at Nikolopolis, which is Nikolopolis on Twitter and Instagram. And you can also follow Beaver Rodeo on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Tumblr.
Yeah. Look out for my dumb drawings of beavers in weird situations.
Yeah, we'll have more goofy pics coming up soon. And I'm going to plan on some new sound bites coming in, too.
Oh, boy.
So prepare yourself for that. If you like the musical intros and outros we have to our episodes, you'll get to see those in solo adventures, too. So.
Oh, God. Okay.
Good times.
10-hour loop.
Yeah. Till next time.
Bye-bye.
Keep slapping. Oh.
What are you doing? Looking for beavers.
Real beaver. Beaver.
Woo! All right.
Oh, I feel like a power ranger.
Hey, you see that?
My dick's asleep.